I want to call to order the meeting of Health, Education, Welfare, Business, Finance, and Justice. I want to ask Representative Derrick, she will give the invocation, please.
Creator God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Father, we thank you for bringing us safely here, and we ask that you be with us as we tend to the business of the nation, Lord. I thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy upon us, and I thank you for all the blessings of life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Dottie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Chairman, you got 10 present and 0 absent.
10 present and 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for May the 16th. Motion by Representative Huff to approve the minutes with any corrections. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. The minutes have been approved. Down to the order of business. TR 17-102, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a distribution of $2,850,000 from the settlement funds from Rama Navajo Chapter ETAL versus Jewel to fund the Tribal Burial Assistance Program for 3 years. Sponsors, Representative Randolph.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jones. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair of the Committee. When we had our last work session, one of the things we talked about was trying to use the settlement money where it could benefit everybody. And I know this is something that benefits people who live within the boundaries and outside. But I had met with Ms. Tiger, and if, I don't know which one both of y'all want to talk. If you have any questions, she can tell you about the revenue, the three sources of revenue, and how only one of them are citizens qualified. Or BIA and the other two, they don't. So if we swap that money out, it would make a difference. So if you want to go ahead.
I presented some information to Representative Randolph regarding how the Tribal Burial Program is currently funded, and that's through the three-year judgment fund, gaming, and taxes and license. And as you all are aware, when we have to pay out of our gaming or taxes and license fund, that makes our citizens ineligible for the BIA payment because they look at that as a revenue, because the gaming and taxes and license are revenue generated. So in our discussion, and I did talk with the controller, and as far as if we were to use settlement money, that would not be counted as a resource. So then our citizens would be eligible for the $3,000. As well as for the BIA payment, which is up to $2,500. And I do want to note that Elijah McIntosh and Paul Brown have presented a waiver to Chief Floyd to issue to the BIA to increase our burial payment to $3,000.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Hill.
On the ones that you said were not eligible to BIA, do you have a total dollar amount so far?
For this,
as of today, the ones that couldn't qualify?
Oh, that couldn't qualify. No, I don't have that number. I just have the total amount. So basically that the judgment money that we get, which is the
265,
we can only assess like 95 citizens with that. That allows them to also get
the BIA. So basically only 95 citizens would qualify each year to get both of those programs. Then after that, we ran out of that in July. So
I mean, there's no total amount, 200, 300,000 or?
After that?
Well, I mean, you know, the ones that couldn't qualify. I mean, 25, 3,000 for one individual, so. You see what I'm saying? How many didn't qualify?
Everybody, oh, you mean when, while we were
when
in
they
both?
Applied, yeah.
I don't have that number big, because it is income, I mean, to be eligible for BIA, you have to meet the resource limit.
Because I got two in Bristol, man,
yeah.
That were denied.
So some of them would only be getting the tribal burial of 3,000, and they would have had, you know, money in the bank account, checking account, that would not let them qualify for BIA, and I don't have that difference. Currently, I could get them though, but I don't have them today.
How did the total amount, 2,850,000, come about?
I'm not sure.
That's from the pots of money that we receive, and then that would be for 3 years.
Representative Randolph.
When there's three different sources, correct?
Yes.
265,000, 900,000, and then what was it, 600,000 or? No, 300,000 to 600,000.
Right. From the three-year judgment fund, we have 265,800. From gaming, we have 600,000, and taxes and license, 300,000.
So the 265, once it's used, then they don't qualify. They're not even in the... You can't qualify.
Right for BIA.
No, so you might get it, but you might not get it. But at least they would be in the running. I mean, they could apply.
There's a possibility.
There's a possibility they can get it. And you know, one of the, we were looking at funerals, and they're up to $10,000 now. We're seeing more and more people not able to afford their own funerals. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, and we talked about, Mark, you talked about we had our work session. You know, it was a discussion deal. I thought we, at one point, on the discussion phase, that we were maybe just going to talk about using the interest only at that point in time for the burial side, I think, and not the principal part at all. I may be mistaken, but I thought we had discussed it at that point in time, kind of in general. So. Question?
Yes.
All right, looking at this, and if it's over 3 years, isn't it $950,000 per year? 2.85.
The 2 points. What are you looking at?
Well, in the appropriation for distribute 2.85 for 3 years. So it's 950,000 a year. Is that correct?
That's
correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's not on there anywhere, as you might see. So I was just, and then currently, the monies is the 3 year judgment fund and 265,800, and then 600,000 from the gaming. So you're going to eliminate those, right?
We would eliminate the gaming and the taxes and license.
So you eliminate gaming, taxes, and license. So the 265,800, will that be each year also, plus the 950?
It'll be for the 3 years. And that's one with anticipating some, I mean, extra, I shouldn't say, but the increase in the debts that we have each year.
So that'll put you at 1,215,800, right? Okay. So as of now, this was always my understanding. I thought that, I guess I was misunderstood, is as long as they lived within the boundaries, they didn't always receive the BIA grant if they lived within the boundaries. So they did never, was anybody else under that impression that they got the full $5,000 towards $5,500? But that's not true.
No.
Okay. All right.
Just enough, the current three-year plan that we're operating on, the one that does make them eligible for both, we just started the first year. We have two more years of that funding. Then after that, I don't know that we'll give it again. So. Or that it'll be given to our program.
So actually, it'll be $50,000 more this year. $50,000 more than that.
Representative Yahala.
Yes, I have two questions. Do you have some funeral homes that are under contract now? For a certain amount of don't?
No.
Okay. Then the next question is, are you having a lot of individuals that are going toward a cremation? Is that?
There's been, I've seen a lot more come through lately because it's, you know, less expensive. So.
Is it because of funding or is it just their choice?
I really couldn't say. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Representative Hicks.
Kind of along with Representative Yehoza saying, that's what I was just sitting here thinking. Why don't we contract out or set up something with our funeral homes where we have a set amount instead of going out and spending $20,000 for a family member when you don't have it?
And that's what we're currently doing. There was an agreement that was put in place prior to both of ours employment with Human Services. And I think that some of the agreement that some of you are familiar with, that there was a $5,500 funeral that the citizens could receive. However, that was misleading because they weren't always guaranteed to be eligible for VIA. So we came in and then we voided those agreements because it was causing our citizens to apply for or receive a funeral service that they weren't eligible for funds. So what we're working on now, or Denise and her team, is meeting with the different funeral homes to see if we can get a burial for $3,000.
And if they are willing to enter into a contract with cremation.
Okay, so that's a possibility.
It's a possibility, yes.
Okay.
But it's the amount, I think, as Representative Randall mentioned, is the amount of the what cremation will be able to assist each citizen with.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Representative Hill.
How were y'all aware of the jewel fund? Did, have y'all had sit down and talk with you? Because usually, any department that comes through the nation usually comes through the office of the chief. So did y'all communicate with him? Was there any communication? Is he aware of it?
Yes, and then I also sent him a copy of the memo.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay.
I'm awake. If this passes, it's not going into effect until next fiscal year, correct?
Correct.
So what are we going to do until then?
The same process that we're having to do now is pay out of that gaming or taxes and license.
Same thing we did last year too, because we ran out of judgment funds. So when we run out, then they're only eligible for the $3,000. Or if they're, you know, not Creek, usually another tribe, we can assist them with the PIA, the $2,500 PIA.
So, based off your knowledge, so are there funeral homes that can do $3,000?
Well, I know they do for another tribe.
Yeah, for Cherokee Nation.
They do. They have the contract and they do it for, I want to say, 29. They have one option, full payment of 29, or another option up to that amount, and then the family knows that they're responsible for the remaining balance. They have about 80 funeral homes on their list that they've had contracts with.
Something we could possibly do?
Possibility.
Thank you, Mayor.
Representative Jennings.
Okay, so we pass this and this money is available. What happens to the Creek citizens that live north of Adams?
Well, currently in legislation, there is what they call the supplemental or tribal burial for BIA. It's but they have to meet BIA requirements, and there we allow the tribal money to assist with that extra, with that additional.
Same way with the city, right.
But they have to meet the BIA requirements.
Well, everyone has to.
Yes, to get both of those assistance from both of those programs. Yes.
And I think this Cherokee Nation got 30,000.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They're probably doing 3,000.
And Cherokee Nation, they received a waiver from BIA for a $3,000 payment from BIA.
Okay. But previously, if you live north of Adamo, in the Cherokee Nation, you know, you had to go to their BIA regional office or whatever to apply for their BIA services. But then they only had contracts with three or four funeral homes and toss them if you didn't use
that. That's true, yeah. If you don't select the funeral home that's on their list, then you don't get their assistance at all. Right. That's another part of the puzzle, too, so yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, John. So on Cherokee Nation, they allow 2,900 of their tribal funds, and then they have 3,000 of the BIA as well?
It's all BIA.
It's all BIA. Okay, that's fine.
Are there any more questions?
And we're the only tribe that offers tribal and BIA.
Chief.
Madam Chair, a couple points on the Ring and Navajo settlement. We do have a claim on that. I think the AG spoke about that before with that group of attorneys in Washington, D.C., who's claiming their owed fees from the settlement. We have not completed anything with them. I feel pretty confident we'll win it, but where we are right now is the responsibilities on that firm to document the hours they spent on the case. And if they do document hours, then most likely the judge is going to award them part of the settlement money. How much that is, I don't know. A couple other points is I think that we assisted, a little over 300 people last year, 300 burials. So if we took this 2.8, which was like Representative Jones says, 950 a year, you divide that by 300, the amount per case would just be $3,166. So you're really raising it to $166.
Okay. Are there any more questions? Is that it, Chief? Yes.
One more question. So could this wait until after budgets then? It doesn't have to be done tonight?
It could. Because again, we're working on trying to get some agreements set up. And then again, we'll be issuing that waiver to BIA to increase that payment.
Motion to postpone 1 month.
Motion by Representative Jones to postpone for 1 month.
1 month, just in August?
That'd be August.
Two months.
Motion by Representative Jones to postpone for 2 months, which will be in September. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. And roll call vote, please. Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 9 in favor and 0 against.
9 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It will be postponed until the September meeting. Thank you. I know this is something that we really, really need for our citizens, but I think there's only one tribe that has a funeral home, and I think that's the Comanche Nation. And I wish that some way we could get our own funeral home. I feel like we've got property here in Okmulgee that would be an ideal place for a funeral home. And I wish we could get a committee together to go Comanche Nation and speak with them and see, about getting a funeral home or try trying to purchase one here in Okmulgee. But that is my feelings. Are there any announcements? No announcements? A motion for adjournment? Mm-hmm. Motion by Representative Huff to adjourn. Second by Representative Jennings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. I'm going to ask Representative Scott if he will give the benediction.
Father God, again, we thank you for your love, your mercy, Lord, and your blessings. We just ask that you continue to bless the nation, our citizens, Lord, and Lord, be with our leaders. Just lead them and guide them. And Lord, we just ask you to be with us every day. We just leave everything in your hands. Amen. Amen.